This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's federal lawmakers are keeping a close eye out on the government's response to two bank failures. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen and her staff have been on multiple briefing calls about Silicon Valley Bank since Friday. As a member of the Financial Services Committee, Pedersen says she's concerned about ensuring depositors are protected and heading off situations like this in the future. That includes looking at long-term solutions to ensure the stability of financial institutions. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett stressed banks, not taxpayers, must cover any losses. He added the government needs to work together to understand what caused the bank failures. Meanwhile, conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert criticized the Biden administration's response so far. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Ukrainian family that fled the war is now settled in Colorado, but they face questions about their future in the U.S. and the people that they left back home. Vadim Tonkashkur moved with his family of six to Broomfield.
I would like to stay in the United States for a long time, but I have a lot of friends in my country, my city, so I wish one day, someday, yeah, I would like to visit and meet my friends again.
Vadim is a student at Front Range Community College and is considering a career as a translator. Colorado Springs' newest hospital will officially open July 11th, with surgeries set to begin the next day. Centura Health's third hospital in the city will have 72 beds along with a full emergency unit. Its doctors will mostly specialize in orthopedic and spinal care, according to the Gazette. Dubbed St. Francis Hospital, InterQuest, the facility is expected to employ around 400 people. This is CPR and KRCC.